Hey, it's the Fuzzy Glove Hour. My name's Ken, and I'm still alive. And now the host of the Fuzzy Glove Hour, Andy Breckman.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Andy.
Great to see you.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to you. Welcome back to the living.
I guess we did a show last week, didn't we?
We did.
Last Wednesday seems like 6 months ago.
It's a lifetime ago, buddy.
Yep.
Since then, does everyone know, people? I'm kicking myself. I missed your morning show.
Oh.
Did you explain your health crisis?
I did.
You looked into the abyss?
Yep.
And the abyss looked back, and the abyss said, no thanks. Not today.
That's pretty much what happened.
We can wait. I'll take a pass. The abyss did more than look back. The abyss was in your bed, giving you a back rub. The abyss was right there, baby.
Yeah, I snuck the abyss into the hospital room with me.
You were in the hospital. You had a test. There was some kind of heart palpitation.
I had a CT scan, and they found severely blocked arteries.
And they said, get to the hospital. Not next week. Not next month. Today.
Yeah. My cardiologist ordered me to the ER last Friday night, I just couldn't believe what she was telling me.
That you were close?
Yeah, that I was like imminently going to have a stroke or a heart attack.
Wow.
Or what's known as pulling an Odenkirk.
Yeah. I know it's always been your life's goal to outlive...
You.
Yeah. Ed Asner. I know that was your goal.
Done. Yeah.
It was close for a while.
Yeah.
It was neck and neck. You and Ed Asner. I had $60 on that one. I lost $60.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. You were betting against me.
I'm sorry. That is the truth. But he looked so virile. He was Lou Grant, man. No, you know what? I have mixed feelings. I'm glad you pulled it out.
So you bet against me, but you're glad I'm still alive.
Well, I can't help. I'm not going to lie to you. I was thinking all week, you know, how the show could be mine, all mine,
yeah.
Entirely mine. Michelle was in here measuring your office.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yep. She had a little book of fabric samples.
What else?
What do you think of she was just asking everyone, do you think these drapes would look good?
What else was going on while I was in the hospital?
Oh, my God. We were...
I had no idea.
We were on the verge. We were... Some changes were going to be made. The Taliban was at the door.
Jeez.
But, no, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back for a while. Did they say how long you might stick around? Did they give you any indication?
No. Nothing like that.
Okay.
No information.
We're so glad you're back, baby.
Good to be back. I feel much better, actually, than I did before.
Yeah. You actually look... Yeah. You actually have energy. Some color in your face.
Yeah. I got restless leg syndrome again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. See? Just like you. We're brothers in restless leg syndrome.
I wonder who's going to outlive each other, you or me.
Well, I have to outlive you.
Tell me why.
Because you promised that you would leave WFMU money in your will, but I had to fulfill some kind of stunt, which would be revealed to me at your funeral.
That's right. If you want that $400, you're going to have to outlive me. You're going to have to work for it.
Well, it better be a $400 stunt. Because I'm not...
Man, I hope I outlive you.
I'm not doing a $5,000 stunt for $400, I'll tell you that.
I wonder if people were being honest. I wonder what your friends were thinking when you were in the hospital. Maybe I'm the only honest friend you have.
Well, you were thinking about... who were you really thinking about having as a co-host? Seriously. Because you knew it was touch and go there for a while.
Well, I wondered if I could do it myself.
Uh-huh.
First off, I was thinking about how to open my eulogy for you.
Okay, what did you come up with?
No, I'm saving it. No way. It's so good. It'll make you laugh, but then you'll find yourself wiping away a little tear. Not you. I mean...
the people.
Yeah,
well, I'll be dead.
Your friends. Yeah, you'll be dead.
Of course I won't be wiping away
a
tear.
You'll be spared. You'll be spared having to react at all. Oh, I'm so glad. I was so relieved to hear your voice. And modern medicine, baby.
So you were actually thinking that you would do the show yourself if I died.
I was thinking, well, what would I do? I can't do the show.
Yeah, you can't do the show alone.
No, I can't.
So were you thinking about doing it with Olivia, with Kelly Jones?
Maybe I'd do what they did on Jeopardy and just have like a series of co-hosts auditioning.
That wouldn't work.
Oh, you know who I'd get? I'd get that poor guy that had the Jeopardy job and then got...
Mike Richards.
Yeah, then got canceled. I would bring him in. That guy, my heart goes out to that guy. They went through some old podcasts of his. He made some jokes that people found offensive. Sound familiar, Ken?
Yeah, isn't
that where you and I live?
We have 30 years of offensive jokes.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever dug any of them up and made it.
Well, we made it very hard to sit through our shows and to get to the offensive stuff.
Yes, you're right.
That's right.
You're right.
So we're safe.
Yeah, the offensive jokes are just buried in such a morass of garbage.
You have to go through crap like you've just heard the last 5 minutes to get through it. But it's great to have you back. And then also it's great we have a new member of our team in addition to Jeremiah, and we have Michael, the intern here, but we also have met Allie, who's helping us.
Yeah, Allie's helping us put our 30th anniversary party together.
Is that really going to happen?
I hope. We really hope that we're going to have a 30th anniversary party in Jersey City in October. That's what we're hoping.
Can we legally call it a party?
Yes.
Really, we can?
No.
No.
Not really.
I don't think we can. Yeah, no, we have to put it in quotes.
I think as long as we spell it funny, like P-A-R-T-E-E. Then we won't get in trouble.
You're funnier than you were. Those doctors were miraculous.
Modern medicine, baby.
You're funnier.
And not to mention that, but during the operation, they gave me fentanyl.
There you go. As a gift? You mean yeah. as a little going away gift?
Yeah, they gave me a little bag as a going away gift. I said, man, that was great stuff. What was that? They said, fentanyl. Want some? I said, sure.
Now that's a party bag. So Allie's working on that. Jeremiah is going to be at my house tomorrow fixing my stove.
Oh, yeah. How much are you going to pay him? Because he lives like in upstate New York.
I'm going to cover his time and expenses.
He's coming down from like Lake Placid or something.
I'm going to have the wife make him dinner.
You better be paying him something.
And dessert. Let me finish. And dessert. And a beverage. Let me finish.
He's traveling from a long way away.
We will. The whole idea is that he's saving us money, so right. we'll have to negotiate something. And, but we'll
and,
be fair.
And what's broken? Your oven?
Really? You want to get into this?
I just want to make sure that whatever's broken is plugged in. That's all.
There's a stove. There we have a stovetop with four burners. Yeah. And two of the four burners are out.
Okay. And it's plugged in then, if two of them are working.
Yeah, it's plugged in.
Okay.
And we have a show. We have some kind of topic tonight. I'm wary. I'm skeptical. But you seem to have some confidence in it.
Yeah, but you have a fresh new intern here.
That we'll see. Well, how will this intern? We should introduce Michael now. But how will this intern help with this pathetic, sad topic that we've agreed on?
Well, he can screen calls. I mean, he's your intern. He's really not a Fuzzy Glove Hour intern. He's really...
You got to get your own intern.
Andy Breckman's intern.
When you get your own intern, we could have knife fights.
Yeah.
I brought a knife.
Did you? Well, let's introduce Michael. Thank you for volunteering. I know you probably regret it now, but...
Just a little.
I hope you don't regret it too much. Michael is... what town are you from, Michael?
I'm living in Hilden.
He's living in Hilden. He works by day. He's delivering pizzas. At night, he's in a band. And he recently discovered WFMU.
And my life has gone downhill since.
He's here for some reason. But he's been vaccinated and he's been tested.
And what
so
are
he could in theory? It's of course it's up to you, Ken. And I don't know what your doctors would say. But he could have sex with you.
Yeah,
but I know you just came.
No, that's okay.
I could ask him. He's my intern.
Well, what as his intern, he has to do anything you ask.
Isn't that the working definition?
No,
or that's the pre-Weinstein definition.
No, yeah, that's the pre-Weinstein. Yeah.
Well, what do interns do now? they ruin your careers.
Yeah, they go back and listen to all your old podcasts.
Yeah. They cancel you and sink you. That's what interns do now. But no, I trust Michael with my life and my career. And
your career?
Well, I mean, I trust him. He's not going to report me.
Unless you cross him.
Yeah, or he thinks I've crossed him. That's what's scary. In his mind, he believes I've crossed him.
So, Andy, what are Michael's duties as your personal intern?
Well, I guess we'll just play it out as we'll just see how the show goes, and we'll use him as I need. Need the help. For example, right now, my earphones are not on quite straight.
Okay.
And the volume's a little too low. So normally I'd have to bend over and adjust the volume.
Okay, Michael's Michael's stepping up to Andy.
Michael, there's the knob.
And
right there.
Michael is now adjusting. Adjusting. How's
hello,
that?
Testing, perfect. And then the left ear, Michael, is a little. It's just not sitting right on my left ear.
How's that? Did he do a good job?
Yeah, that's great. Oh, thanks, brother. Thank you, my friend.
So this is the kind of thing you want your intern to do.
This and we'll see where that goes.
You're single-handedly destroying WFMU's internship program.
Is there an internship program?
Kinda. We've had interns.
What do your interns do?
We just had an intern who was helping Olivia out in the music department, processing new physical records for the record library.
Wow. Michael and I, our relationship's a little more intimate than that.
I see.
Michael, tell us about, while we have a moment, tell us about your background. So you studied classical music or jazz?
I studied jazz, yeah.
And what do you do with a degree in jazz?
I volunteer to be an intern on bad radio shows.
Exactly. But you're in a working band, is that correct?
Yeah.
And okay, now I'm so bad with names. You told me the name of the band more than once.
Melissa Cherie.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it.
Yeah,
that's it.
I don't think that's it.
Melissa Cherie.
Spell Cherie.
Cheri.
Perfect.
I think there might be an E at the end of that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, we'll never. No way to settle this now.
I've only been friends with her for like 4 years.
And
I don't know.
And Ken did a little quick Google YouTube search, and she sounds great, talented woman, and so there's no way we're gonna play any of that.
Yeah. Well, it's banned.
It'll make the other shows look bad.
Exactly. No, her music is banned. It's on the banned list.
Yeah, it's too good.
Yeah.
She has a little Nora Jones thing going. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, she's got a really wonderful voice, and she uses melodies.
Yep, professional production.
She uses rhythms, so that's out.
Yeah.
There's no way we can air that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It'll make the crapola look bad.
Right.
But we'll play a few minutes of it later.
No, we can't. No can do.
We can do, well... then do what? I have my own show? Do I have my own show where I can do what I want?
Yeah, you do. You have one show up on the archives. If anybody wants to go back and listen to Andy Breckman's 3-hour music show.
Michael, here's a promise to you and Melissa and the rest of the guys, the rest of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Name the rest of the band quickly.
Ethan Flynn and Matt Jekyll.
Yeah, what's Ethan's problem?
Oh, man, I wish I knew.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get me started. But here's my promise to you guys. The minute Ken dies... The minute Ken dies, we've got a new theme song. It's Melissa Cherie, wall to wall, top to bottom. You're just two stints away from a whole new career. Two little stints. Describe these stints, Ken. They're little tiny things, aren't they?
Yeah, the stents. They're stents.
Stents, that's
yeah.
It. Stents.
Stents.
Yeah.
You know what they're
what
like,
are they made of?
They're like they look like Chinese handcuffs. Remember Chinese handcuffs?
Yeah, little finger. Oh, fantastic.
But somehow they go in skinny, and then once they get to the blockage area, they expand. I don't know.
They're in the vein. They're in your veins. Yeah, they're in your artery.
Inside the vein. I don't know how they do it.
It's a miracle.
Yep.
Some man invented it. Or woman. No. Yeah, it could be a woman.
Yeah, my cardiologist is a woman.
Sure. I mean, there was a man helping her, though, right?
No. Not at all.
You mean she was interning for a man?
No. She is female cardiologist.
You mean she was a man until recently?
No. Nothing like that at all. Nope. She's always been a woman.
Okay.
And she saved my life. She really did.
Let's call her.
Let's not.
Let's call her and say thanks.
No.
Let's just say thanks.
No.
A sincere, heartfelt thanks.
No.
Not from me, just me, but from all our listeners.
I would like her to continue being my doctor.
Let's call her. What's her name?
I'm not even going to tell you now.
I want to thank her.
Nope, it's okay.
She saved my friend's life.
Yes.
Can we bring her up on stage during the big party?
Maybe, yeah. We'll see.
Can we give her some...
some kind of award?
Yeah, some kind of thank you.
Like a crown?
Some kind of gift? Some kind of toy?
A pretty hat, perhaps?
Maybe a $30 gift certificate?
To Starbucks?
To Panera's?
Yeah, okay.
Something. Something. Yeah, I want to say thank you.
Yeah, I want to say thank you, too. I actually did thank her already.
We're going to thank her in person. We're okay. going to give her a nice ovation. We're going to let her sing some karaoke for us.
Yeah, she can sing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
She's a cardiologist.
Yeah, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Yeah. We'll have all these great songs.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah, Heartbreak Hotel would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll write a song, Two Stents for Kenny.
Yeah, just like you can use the melody from Railroad Bill.
Yeah, that's a real utilitarian piece of music.
Or The Cheese Stands Alone.
Shut up.
I know all your songs.
Oh, shut up. Two stents. I was two stents away. Stents. Spell stents. S-T-E?
Yeah, S-T-E-N-T. Stent.
Two stents away. Okay. We do have a show.
Yeah, we do. I know you've been dreading this.
I have been avoiding it because I don't know how this will work out. But
Andy's retired now, and he has a Vespa.
I'm semi-retired. I do have more time. I have time on my hands, but I can't. I don't know what to do with myself. I can't travel as quite yet because Evan is.
Yeah, you still have young kids at home.
Evan is still in high school.
Well, you have teenagers. You have teenagers.
We have 4 years till we're empty nesters.
Again.
Well, I've never been an empty nester.
Oh, really?
No, because.
Wow, interesting. Yeah.
Because Julie was in high school.
Right.
I got it. When I married Beth.
No need to go into all the...
I've been waiting...
Time-space continuum details.
To sum it up, I've been waiting 85 years.
To be an empty nester.
To be free. I'm 4 years away. But in the meantime, what do I do? I still want to work a little part-time, and I do have some gigs.
And you're still pretending to go to work, right? The family still sees you pretend to walk to work every day?
I'm busy. I have like maybe 2 hours of work every day. But that leaves a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
And then a two-hour nap in the morning and then the two-hour afternoon nap. I still have like 3 hours a day.
Right.
Maybe napping can be a hobby.
No. It's not a hobby. Doesn't count.
I don't know what I can do with my time.
All right, so that's the topic. We're looking for a new hobby for Andy.
Michael, why don't you give out the phone number? It's up there in green.
It's 201...
Michael can do it, Ken.
Okay.
Michael.
It's 201-209-9368.
Well done, Michael.
Well done. Anything you want Michael to do, you ask me first.
Okay,
that's the protocol.
All right.
And
I would never dream of asking your intern to do something directly.
You know what? I'm not kidding. I've had a pebble in my right shoe all day.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
My right shoe. There's something in it.
This is really humiliating now.
For who? For you?
No, for Michael.
This is Michael's dream come true. Michael.
I went to school for this.
Yeah, Michael. It's my right shoe. Michael. Ken, what do you expect me to do? Reach down and take off my shoe?
Yeah. Take your own damn
pebble. Ken, I'm Andy Breckman. Ken, I've worked too hard for this.
Hey, we got a call.
Michael, my right shoe.
We got to call it. Well, Michael removes the pebble from Andy's shoe.
There's something in there. I don't know if it's a pebble, something. Michael will find it.
We're going to line one. You're on the air.
Hey, so what's it called? Obviously, you're going to be spending a lot of time in the masturbatorium. Have you thought about
a hobby.
Working on your distance?
My distance. You got to love these guys. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks so much. There's something in there.
So he's suggesting that you become that you enter the distance competition for masturbating.
There's, I don't want to even respond. I've got kids listening.
I mean, there's
anything,
different.
Anything in there at all? Did you find something?
There's, you know.
What
there's,
the hell is in my shoe?
Yeah.
I guess that's
maybe,
better.
Maybe your toe?
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah, that's right. I felt five pebbles at the end of my foot. But that's, thank you, Ken. They're my toes.
Yeah. So the phone number here is 201-209-9.
Hey. Michael, the phone number.
It's 201-209-9368.
And Michael will respond to the callers. Just say hi, you're on the air, and thank him for calling, Michael.
So you want Michael to screen this call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Michael.
I love that this guy is so bored that he needs people to call in with ideas for what to do, yet he's still making his intern take the gravel out of his shoes.
You're jumping the gun, my friend.
Headphones.
You're jumping the gun, Sam the appraiser. Michael has to screen your call. Michael, figure out what Sam wants to talk about, whether it's a legitimate call, whether he's a real human being, that kind of thing.
Well, start with, are you a real person? Can you enter the CAPTCHA?
I would like to talk to Andrew Breckman.
Okay. Sounds good. Michael?
And Kenneth.
Michael, Breckman. We're going to... Michael, I think Michael has okayed this guy.
Yeah, he's good to go.
Okay.
Good to go?
Oh, big mistake.
Hi, Sam. You're on the air.
Rookie mistake letting me through.
Sam, do you have a hobby? Like, what do you do to... what's your passion?
I recommend getting high and walking in the woods.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Andy's never been high.
Michael's weighed in right away. Michael, who majored in jazz, seems to like that idea.
You know about jazz musicians and the reefer.
Say no more. Exactly.
You ever tried being hip, Andy? Try being hip.
Hold on, I got to write this down.
That's not a hobby.
Maybe I could try it.
Be a little. It's the part of your body that you break when you're old. It's also.
Come on, Sam. We need a real hobby here for
but
Andy.
I will say this about getting high and walking in the woods. I will say this, that the main reason I've never indulged or even experimented is because I have these kids at home, these young kids, and I just want to be able to say to them, I've never indulged. Never
seriously,
tried.
Seriously. So in 4 years, when Evan's finally out of the house, you would be willing to get high?
I don't know. It would be a little. The equation would change slightly.
Yeah, you'll end up in the hospital. You'll end up in the emergency room.
But I've always wanted to be able to say to my kids, "Don't talk to me about peer pressure." I was raised in the '60s, and I've never been high. I've loved giving that little speech.
I'd love
if
to
you
hear.
Want my. Andy, if you want my two stents...
Yeah, I don't even walk in the woods, man. That's too hippy-dippy for me.
Yeah.
Maybe
try hang gliding.
Hold on, hang gliding?
I don't think Andy's looking for an athletic hobby.
Well, hang gliding...
Am I right, Andy? No athletic hobby?
Well, you know, people my age and people that are have my temperament, they do golf, right? Have you ever golfed?
Not since I was a tiny little kid. No.
But Andy, I thought you were going to become hip. Golf is square.
Well, we go to different courses. The course I have has these windmills.
That's miniature golf.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
Yeah, golf is so square that it's hip.
That's me, baby.
It's come back around the other side.
That's me, baby. I just sit and wait for it to come back around. All right, walk
Maybe
in the woods.
Pinball, vintage pinball game.
Oh, wait, hey, that's not a bad idea. We have a pinball machine.
Oh, yeah, Andy likes stuff like that. Yeah,
wait, I could collect that.
Which game do you have, Andy?
I have a relatively new game designed and manufactured by Jersey Jack. It's a Wizard of Oz game. It's the first new game designed and made in the United States in like 30 years.
Wow.
Since then, Jersey Jack has done a couple of other. I think they've done a Hobbit game.
Where do they come from, most of these pinball machines?
Well, most of them are vintage and are 35, 40 years old. But
no,
but
there's surely there's new pinball games from the last 10 or 20
No,
years.
There's very, very few.
Really?
Sure. What's the market for it? I mean, it's the R&R for those things is off the charts.
Huh.
They were
expensive.
Making new ones for a while. I think they've stopped now.
Well, this one is like 6-7 years old. But
right,
I do love it, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you could buy old pinball machines, fix them up, refurbish them, and then resell them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how that works?
Yeah.
No, I thought you get old pinball machines, fix them up, refurbish them, and then and then have them line the wall in your basement to impress your neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
You can invite the neighbor kids over.
You could do that, too.
It's a great way to get the neighbor kids into your basement. I've completely run out of ideas, but that's a great one.
All right. Thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
Okay. Give the number again, Mike.
It's 201-209-9368.
That's Andy's new intern, Michael.
Hi.
Michael, can we call you Mike? Is it okay to call you Mike, Michael?
Mike's okay. I prefer Michael.
He prefers Michael, Andy.
Mike, I'm calling you Mike. That makes me...
Yes, boss.
It makes me so... Somehow that made me mad that Michael had a preference. Interns aren't supposed to have a preference.
Would you like us to call you Andrew?
Well, I can have a preference.
He's the boss.
I see. It's the boss. It's just because the intern has a preference that you're offended.
Yeah, we're playing by strict Weinstein rules.
I thought you never got offended.
Well, I'm not offended. It just, I bristled at that.
That sounds like being offended.
It does?
Bristled, yeah.
I don't know what offended feels like.
Yeah, it feels like bristled. That's what it feels like. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Are you back from Paris?
Yeah.
How was it?
Great.
Well, life's pretty sweet, isn't it, Nadia? Zooming off to Paris on your summer vacation?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you went to the hospital, Ken.
Yeah, me too.
Nadia, you were this close to being my permanent co-host. You'd have your own show on WFMU.
Really?
Yeah. Now how do you feel? Now how do you feel about Ken's doctors? Mixed feelings, yeah.
It's almost true, Nadia, that when I was in the hospital on, possibly going to die, Andy was thinking about what he would do with the show.
Yeah.
And he thought he would either do it alone.
Making a short list.
Or he made a list of possible co-hosts, and you were on the list.
Jeremiah, Michelle, Nadia, Michael, all my friends.
Wow.
But those stents seem to be working. Oh.
Nadia, can you recommend a good hobby for Andy?
Nadia, yeah. What's your hobby, Nadia?
Well, I do gymnastics. And,
hold on, gymnastics? Wait, why not? Why not gymnastics?
I have a YouTube channel.
That's right. Nadia has a YouTube channel.
Oh, I could start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
What do you do on your YouTube channel?
And maybe Andy can do gymnastics.
On the YouTube channel.
Yeah, no, there's boys' gymnastics.
Well, I would do gymnastics with Nadia and her friends.
Well, they would do the girls' gymnastics.
I would do, it would be Nadia, three other 9-year-old girls, and me.
But you would have to do the boys' gymnastics routines. Like, you would have to do the rings.
Okay, hold on. I'll do the rings.
They could do the uneven parallel bars, and you do the rings.
And we'll see you at the next Olympics. It's too late, of course, for Japan.
I think I'm gonna have to wait till next year, or maybe a couple more. 20 years or something.
Nadia, do you take gymnastics very seriously? Do you practice every day?
Well, 4 days a week, yeah.
4 days a week.
And what's your favorite event, Nadia? The floor or the horse or what?
Horse. I don't do the horse, Ken. Oh,
we don't do the horse. Get
not
with it,
the men's horse, but the other one. The vault.
The vault, uh-huh.
Yeah, I like bars and vault.
And, of course, the challenging part, the most important part, you got to stick the landing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, stick the landing, baby.
Stick the landing, baby. For example, the last 5 minutes of every show we do, Ken, that's the most important 5 minutes of the show.
It's true.
We could screw around for a whole 50 minutes, but we've got to be on our game that last 5 minutes. Isn't it great to talk to Ken?
Yeah.
We were nervous. We were so nervous about Kenny, weren't we?
Well, Nadia had no idea what was going on.
Nadia,
I did listen to your morning show a little.
Oh. So. Well, mostly everything I said was true.
Yeah.
Well, it's God bless modern medicine, right, Nadia?
I'm glad that Ken feels good.
Yeah.
Feeling better than ever.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling, Nadia.
All right.
Okay,
all
bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, you want Mike, Andy, will you ask your intern to screen another call?
Mike, we have another call.
All right. go ahead. Hello, caller. You're on the
air.
Wait,
hold on, Mike. Wait. I got to hit the bathroom. You're on. You just got to fill in for me, Mike.
Okay.
Okay. Michael, take care.
You're actually leaving the studio, yeah. Andy?
Yeah, I've got an intern.
So I can, then this means I have to talk directly to your intern. Is that okay while you're gone?
Yeah. Okay. Michael, you take over.
So do I just...
So, Michael, don't tell them they're on the air because okay. You're just screening their calls.
Oh.
To say, hi, would you like to talk to Ken and Andy?
Okay. Hi, caller, would you like to talk to Ken and Andy?
Nah.
Okay.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm good. I just got out of work. I just beat the rain.
Oh, you beat the rain?
Yeah.
Nice. What do you do?
I'm a mailman. I just walk around outside all day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, Michael, just to let you know what's going on here, this is one of those people who calls up just to talk to the call screener for different talk shows. It's a whole category of caller. They don't want to get on the air. They just want to talk to the call screener.
Mm-hmm.
Proceed.
Well, that's nice, right? I feel like I could use someone to talk to right now. So, you know...
You could ask them their name.
Do you have a name?
I'm Anthony.
Anthony. Nice to meet you, Anthony. Do you have any hobbies you'd recommend? Not for the air, obviously, but for me.
Well, this is for Andy. I mean, he seems like a bit of an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. Might not be too physically inclined. I'd recommend miniature painting. It's pretty relaxing.
Miniature what was that?
Like painting miniatures.
Oh yeah,
creating
That's
miniatures.
A great idea.
Yeah, like Lester Freeman in The Wire.
Yeah, I do it for a board game. It's really easy because like all the detail is like in the models that you buy, and you're basically just painting in the lines. And then by the time you're done, they actually look pretty good. It feels like you're being creative. It's not very hard, and you could like put on like a TV show that you don't actually want to watch in the background, and it fills in the hours.
All right, hang on, Anthony. So. Andy, you didn't miss any on-air calls, but Michael was screening a call from a guy named Anthony.
Yeah.
And he had an idea for a hobby for you. Michael, why didn't you relate it to Andy?
It's painting miniatures. I think like
a
model of
like little army men and little boats.
Yeah, little chest of drawers, little kitchen tables.
Or really, you could just paint anything that small.
And then what do you do? And does the caller find it satisfying? Is this something the caller does?
Caller, do you find painting miniatures satisfying?
Yeah, I do. I do it for a board game I play, and so then I get to show them off to my friends, and then if they take up too much space, you can always just sell them on eBay and get like some of your money back.
That friends thing is a little problematic for me.
Yeah. You know what? I had not considered that.
Yeah.
He wrote down friends and circled it.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can get past that part of it.
Maybe that should be the hobby.
Making friends?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, you want to hear? Thanks for calling. Say thanks for calling, Michael.
Thanks for calling.
Say goodbye now.
Bye.
Okay. That's Michael, you want to hear what Ken's hobby is?
Absolutely.
But it's very important that you don't laugh when I tell you.
Okay.
Okay. He's into gardening.
It's true.
That's a good hobby.
Yeah. Wait, you don't know the whole story. He's a grown man. and he's into gardening. That's his thing. No, but don't try not to laugh. What I do is I think about something really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a dog that died when I was a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So whenever Ken's talking about gardening, that's what I think about. So you don't laugh.
Mm-hmm. What was the dog's name?
My dog's name was Ginger.
And what did Ginger die of?
Gardening. She died in the garden.
Andy, we tell your intern, Michael, that there's another call that needs to be screened.
Oh, yeah. Another call that needs to be screened.
Hi, caller. You're not on the air. You're being screened. Are you a real
person? Hi, Michael. This is Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. Great name.
Yeah. I grew up in a Jewish, Italian, Irish neighborhood. In the 60s, and roughly a third of everyone was named Michael.
Well,
the most popular name in all those groups.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Michael, we got to get going. Michael, like get him on the air.
All right. I think he's a real person. You can be on the air.
Okay. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
You get interested in science.
Hold on. Science.
I don't think Andy believes in science.
I believe in some science.
It's a big world. It's a big universe. And you're a little bit of it that's, you know, frankly, not going to be around all that much longer. And while you're here, why not get interested and find out, you know, about
the world around
what's actually happening.
But is that a hobby? Is that your hobby?
Yeah, what's the hobby here?
Well, it was my father's hobby. He worked very hard for most of his life, and when he mostly retired, he came in a couple of days a week. He spent a lot of his days reading everything he could. He would start with the Science Times, and he didn't have access to the web, which I think he would have liked. And if he found something that started to be a little bit interesting, well, for one thing, he'd ask me, since that's what I was doing, at least that's what I'd studied. And also, he would just try to find books. Libraries are free. And very seriously,
So you're saying read. Hold on.
Read about science.
Read. Hold on. You're saying read. And these books, they don't
always... listen to audio books.
They don't always have pictures, these books. They're not like graphic novels.
They do.
Oh, they do? Okay. But you're saying learn.
Yeah.
Learn. Learn more.
It can be enormously satisfying. I mean, schools do a lot to try to make people hate learning.
Yeah.
But...
All right. I'm gonna consider it. I'm not saying no. Learn. Question mark.
All right. Thanks for the call, Michael.
Sure.
That's an interesting hobby. To better yourself. To expand your horizons.
Yeah.
To go deeper and further in your own self-awareness.
But you have no experience doing that. I think the best hobby is something that you've...
Maybe I'll just collect Joey Heatherton crap.
Yeah, collect Joey Heatherton pornos.
Well, she hasn't made pornos, but you can collect memorabilia of Joey Heatherton.
Yeah, there's a big market. Yes.
There is?
Huge.
Wait, is there really?
Just go to eBay and look for Joey Heatherton. This stuff is through the roof.
Wait, what do you? How do you make that a hobby, though? Wait, seriously. You can buy the stuff?
You buy low, sell high.
Oh, do you have to sell it?
No, you don't have to.
Can't you just have, like, this weird room in the basement that your wife's embarrassed about?
Oh, like the masturbatorium?
I can't repeat that word anymore.
Well, would your wife approve of you becoming a collector of Joey Heatherton merch?
It would be my secret little hobby.
She would approve a secret hobby.
I'd have to tell her, I'd say, Bethy, I have a secret hobby, and that's all I can tell you. Don't go in this room.
No matter what she hears.
No matter what you hear from the other side of the door.
Andy, will you tell your intern, Michael, that there's another call that needs screening?
I think I might have solved my own problem. I could collect Joey Heatherton memorabilia. Like, what kind of Joey Heatherton stuff? I know she had a couple of albums.
Yeah, she had albums and songs. There were T-shirts.
I know that I know people made mugs.
Yep. She was in a couple of movies.
Yes.
Right? She was a dancer, so maybe there's...
If I collected enough stuff, do you think she'd ever call me? Do you think she'd hear about it?
Oh, I know she would. I know she would.
She'd call me?
Jeremiah's got a bead on reaching her, and... Yeah, I think you need to become a Joey Heatherton merch collector right away. Maybe you could form the Joey Heatherton fan club.
But if she called me, like if this 75-year-old woman called me.
Yeah.
How would I know it's really her?
Well, first of all, she's not really 75 years old.
Well, I mean, she's always going to be 23.
Yeah, she's always going to be a youngster at
heart. On the deck of some aircraft carrier with Bob Hope. But,
Speaking of that.
Yeah.
What about USO shows? You've participated in...
I've done that.
...in USO shows in the past.
I could go to Afghanistan now. It'd be a little freakier now. I wouldn't have the army there to protect me.
Yeah, you'd have to entertain the Taliban.
I'd be there on my own. The way Nadia went to Paris. I'd be going to Kabul.
Yeah, you'd have to really rework your material.
Oh, yeah. Where are you folks from? Anybody here from out of town?
Kabul. Kabul.
I did Afghanistan with the USO.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was there. All those towns that fell to the Taliban in quick succession, I did those towns.
Oh, so when you were at the USO tour with Al Franken, you were in Iraq, and then you also went to Afghanistan?
We did Kuwait, Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I think this is a fine hobby for you.
You think they miss me?
Yeah.
You think they miss me there?
I do think
Welcome
they
back,
do.
Andrew. You think that would be my greeting? Well, the USL, that was fun, but I can't do that. Well, maybe I can once the kids are out of the house.
Yeah. There will be more
but
wars.
But that's not a full-time gig. You don't need a war to go with the USO.
Well, where do they go when there's not a war?
Well, then wherever guys are stationed.
Rammstein?
Wherever the boys are stationed.
Rammstein.
Yeah, Rammstein.
Okinawa?
I was in those Black Hawk helicopters.
Cool.
I was getting on them.
Yeah.
I just decided to be brave. I just kind of, like the way you probably did in the hospital before your procedure.
Yeah.
You just said, I just got to get through this. I will will myself to get through this.
No, it wasn't hard because they had fentanyl.
Exactly. They had run out of fentanyl.
Yeah.
By the time I got to Afghanistan.
Hey, will you tell your intern, Michael, there's another call?
Michael, I just made a joke. Laugh. That's my boy. Hey, hi. Michael, there's another call.
Hi, caller. What's your name and what's your favorite color?
Hi, Michael. My name is Matt, and my favorite color is red.
Cool.
Okay, he's good enough.
You're on the air.
I'm in.
Hey, Matt, you made the grade.
Like the secret password.
Hi, Matt.
Michael, hi. You're not laughing enough.
You have a hobby for Andy?
I have two. One is I think you should devote huge sections of your house to breeding unpleasant and slightly exotic animals. Could be fish. Could be. It could be rodents of some kind.
Emus.
I mean, it depends on how much of your house you can really give to this.
Well, we do have a yard. We do have a backyard, and it is fenced in. But I wonder, are there rules about these things?
I
think you don't have to worry about that unless it's like tigers, and you don't want to breed tigers because then you'll end up like.
Do you mean if I could get hold of an emu? EMU, is that emu?
Yeah, emu.
Oh, it's like a palindrome. It's like a palindrome.
No, it's not a palindrome.
It's a near palindrome.
No, not even close.
It is.
No.
M in the middle is a palindrome.
EMU, not EME.
Yeah, I said it's a near palindrome.
Okay.
Right, it's almost a palindrome.
Yeah.
Emu, umi.
I am making, maybe I can make a list of near palindromes.
Ooh. Right.
Hobby is one.
No, hobby is not a palindrome.
It is a near palindrome.
No, not even close. Emu is closer to being a palindrome than hobby.
No, a palindrome is, you know, a slut I was ere I saw Tulsa.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a palindrome.
Do geese Emu, see God?
Uma is just a David Letterman joke from the Oscars a few years back.
Andy, you have such a big backyard, you could raise goats. If I had a backyard like yours, I would want to raise goats.
And you could milk them and get the honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be great.
Goats are really great animals.
The other hobby
get the honey?
That would be helpful for you is cooking weird things.
If you milk, you'd have to milk it really, really hard to get the honey.
Yeah, I know.
Well, laugh, Michael.
You get better at these things with time. But I also think cooking complicated and unpleasant foods might also be kind of worthwhile.
Well, I'm married to a foodie. I've never been a foodie. But I don't have to eat the crap I cook.
No.
Right?
You could probably learn how to make a tuna melt.
Yeah, I could. That could be my hobby for the first 3 years.
Yeah.
Perfecting
how
tuna
how
melt.
How do you make a tuna melt? Tell her you love her.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Do we have any other calls?
Yeah, we got lots of other calls.
Michael, say goodbye to this guy.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Andy, will you tell your intern, Michael, that there's another call that needs to
answer
screening?
The call, Michael.
Hi, caller. What's your
Hi,
name?
Hi, it's Michael again. Two very quick ones.
Go for it.
One that's like a bunch of the ones you've just heard, you could become a high-grade pot farmer. You wouldn't have to actually smoke it. Mm. You could just get obsessed with breeding it.
I actually know a guy that is his hobby.
And the other suggestion is very simple.
You just met him. Ken
cocaine.
Friedman. Cocaine. Yeah, getting addicted to cocaine.
Yeah.
Well,
you're an entertainment.
More like processing it, Andy.
No, I would get addicted to it. If I'm going to do it, Ken, I'm going to do it right.
You go hard or go home.
Yeah, that's right. These are great, great tips. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Has anything been at all remotely plausible?
I think the Joey Heatherton merch see, is the most realistic thing
That's
for
you. That's just so sad, though.
It is really sad. It's pathetic, is what it is.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's better than gardening. That's the only thing it's got going
no,
for.
No, I don't think so.
Believe me, it is.
No, gardening's way better than collecting Joey Heatherton merch.
I actually quite like gardening.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a nightmare.
I know
nightmare.
I'm going to get fired, but...
Well, you're so young, you don't know who Joey Heatherton is.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so you have no idea what you're saying.
Hey, Andy, will you tell your intern, Michael, there's another...
What kind of plants do you grow there, Ken, in your garden?
Well, I tried to grow weed. Had no luck.
Yeah.
Because...
Heartbreaker.
The seeds are just so fickle these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
So
what are you growing then? Pansies?
No.
Pansies?
Nope, no pansies.
You got your pansies growing?
No pansies, nope.
What are you growing there?
Cosmos, echinacea.
Yeah.
Roses.
How the echinacea coming in for you?
Great.
It's been a good year for echinacea.
It has been a good year for echinacea.
Yeah.
And you can make tea with echinacea,
too. Two stents away, Michael.
Hey, will you tell your intern, Michael, that there's a call that needs screening?
There's a call here, son.
Hey, what's your name and how many fingers am I holding up?
My name is Patrick, and I have no idea how many fingers
That's
you're
close
holding
enough up. For me.
All yep. right. Hey, Patrick, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a suggestion for a hobby.
Shoot.
Giving comedy a shot.
Well, you know what? Stand-up comedy is an interesting idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to devote real time to it and years
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, it's really...
You
yeah.
got the. It sounds like you might have the time.
Yeah, no, I do have the time.
But then you got to go to all those god-awful open mics. And
if there was
like
a way
that.
To go to the open mics and just park your car, walk into the club, and go on stage and do your set,
yeah.
then it would be pretty appealing.
It doesn't work like that.
No, you have to. Unfortunately. You park your car, you go to the club, and you sit for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, you have to wait.
Yeah. But you know what? There's a way around that.
What is it?
You start your own club.
Yeah, there you go.
You buy some club, right?
Yep.
Do you need a liquor license to make this work?
Yep.
Well, wait, this is not a bad hobby.
No, not at all.
And then I could be the MC. I could come out every night and do a set every night.
Yeah.
Wait, this is not bad. And you know what the other advantage of that? I could bring in funny people.
Yeah, what was it, Mitzi Shore? Who is it, the L.A.?
Yeah, I could be the New Jersey Mitzi Shore.
Yeah.
But... I see somebody funny on the what do you call it, Michael? The on the computer, on the internet.
YouTube?
Yeah, the YouTube. I see a funny person on the YouTube. I say I'd like to meet that person, like to hang with that person.
I actually would also love to own a comedy club.
Let's do it together.
All right.
Kenny.
Yeah, sounds good.
What town would we do it in?
Wherever we can afford to buy a club.
Michael, you're valet parking and working the door.
Got it.
You've got your gig.
Perfect.
Done and done.
We can bring back Nick the Bard to be the bouncer.
Yeah. And on weekends, we could have Melissa do a set. You'll get your band on stage, Michael. I know that's the only reason you're here.
It is.
Well, thank you, Patrick. That was a great suggestion.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
You know, I actually looked into opening a comedy club in my hometown.
Did you really?
Years
Madison?
Ago. Yeah, like 30 years ago.
Wow.
But I couldn't get past... liquor licenses were expensive in Madison. Maybe I'm sure they still are.
Oh man, they're just in Jersey City. It's insane how expensive they are.
And I couldn't get past that. And then I began to worry about just the responsibility, just the guilt if somebody drank at my club and then got into an accident.
Oh, that's what insurance. That's what insurance is
no,
for.
No, but I mean just the personal guilt. I would just feel horrible.
Yeah.
But you can't have a comedy club without a liquor license, can you?
No. You really, because that's where you make all your money.
Can people bring their own beer?
No, you don't want to do that because you're going to make your money at the bar.
It's just not, I don't know if this will work for me. Would it work for you?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You would feel guilty if...
But I wouldn't feel guilty if you served them the alcohol or you hired the bartender.
Right, gotcha.
I would have deniability.
Yeah.
Michael and I would be in the back saying, it's not our fault.
Right. Maybe we could have like a kind of a blind bar, so you never know who is serving your drink to you.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Nobody ever really knows who's responsible.
You mean there'd be no bartender? It's serve yourself.
Well, no, there'd be a bartender, but it'd be like there'd be screens and things, and you would never know for sure which of the three bartenders had actually served you your drink.
You mean it's like when they used to have firing squads, and there was one of the rifles had an empty chamber.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love the way you think. I hate the way he thinks.
I can tell.
Hey, Andy, will you tell your intern, Michael, there's another
Michael,
call?
Answer this call.
Hi. What's your name, and do you believe in God?
Hi, my name's Allie from Brooklyn. I'm not going to answer that over the air.
And that's, wait, is this our new friend Allie?
It is.
Hi, Allie.
Four real ones.
Oh my God, this is like a family reunion. We have Michael here, we have Allie, all our new friends.
Nice to meet you, Michael.
Allie, do you have any updates on our big party?
Don't mention the venue.
Don't mention venue names.
I won't mention anything.
Did that one? Did
that
one?
The flyer's really coming along.
Well, did that one place in Jersey City though? Did they mention a price?
They said they would send me the prices.
Okay,
so
cool.
So we're just
waiting
gonna
on prices.
We're gonna
but
have
the venue. The flyer's really coming along.
Excellent.
Well, we need a date before we can finish.
No, first you got first you get a flyer.
Yeah,
the flyer comes.
No date on the flyer yet.
Flyer comes first.
So what would the flyer say? Just come to the club and hang out and hope it's the right day?
It says, bring your doctor.
Yeah, bring your doctor. Bring in a couple of extra stents. Do you carry a few stents with you in your back pocket?
Oh, sure. Spare stents, yeah.
Spare stents. Those things.
I keep them with my spare screens and spare condoms.
Isn't that something that those two things have saved your life?
Yeah.
Those two little things. Man. Michael, you would have had your own show.
Well, why? Because you were going to quit? I
was going to give everyone their own show when I ran this place.
I see. So if I died, you were going to declare yourself program director?
I'm in charge. You're like Al Haig. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when Reagan was shot?
I remember it well.
What did he say? He said, I'm in charge.
Yeah, he said, I'm in charge now.
Yeah, I had the whole speech ready.
And he was Secretary of State at that time, so he had no reason
to. Well, who am I? I'm just a co-host, a one-night-a-week co-host. Al Haig and I know that when we're needed, we're needed.
Yeah, usually with the vice president is out of, if the president's out of commission, it goes to the vice president, not the secretary.
That's not how Al Haig and I think.
Ken. Yeah, okay.
We're men of action.
Well, Allie, do you have a suggestion for a hobby for Andy?
I do. I have four. So paint by numbers.
There you go. That's a great hobby.
My dad's doing one.
Yes, because it takes all the thinking out of painting.
Well, he's been doing it for almost a year, and it doesn't look different. And then jigsaw puzzles. You can start small with five pieces, and then you can get up to 1,000.
Maybe jigsaw puzzle. If I'm ever into jigsaw puzzles, Michael, you got to promise me something. You'll kill me.
You got it.
Okay, go ahead, Allie.
Crossword puzzles, they do local ones.
Not smart enough. Never could do one.
Really?
Never.
You know,
I love crossword puzzles.
Well, you're smarter than me.
They have ones for, like, Star Trek and probably things you like.
Yeah,
maybe. Is there a Joey Heatherton crossword puzzle?
Probably online. Right.
Now you're talking. That's something for everyone. Something for Ken, something for me.
I'm going to make one for you. I'm going to make you a Joey Heatherton crossword puzzle, Andy.
Thanks, pal. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that doctor saved your life, that cardiologist. We've got to get her to the party. We've got a toaster. Am I right, Allie?
Yeah, that's why I said bring your doctor, and it's near a heart on the flyer.
You're the best. Allie, we found the right promoter.
My last one was to make friends. You could do bowling with people your age.
Yes, I could go bowling with people my age.
Have you ever bowled before?
Yes, I've bowled before.
What did you bowl? What was your score?
I don't remember. I remember not sometimes embarrassing myself. And sometimes
triple digits?
I don't remember. I'm sure sometimes I did better than others.
Did they put balloons in the gutters?
We bowled for a while, then we had pizza, and then we sang happy birthday. That's what I remember from bowling. Maybe. Allie, you're the best. Appreciate your time. Oh, hear you're that welcome. Music? Isn't that the sweetest music you ever heard, Michael?
It's beautiful.
Hey, let's hear like 2 seconds of Melissa.
Thanks,
Sherry,
Allie.
Because I promised him.
Okay.
Okay.
But you realize that...
Michael, you play bass in this band?
Yes, indeed.
And Melissa's writing all her own material?
Yeah, completely original.
What if I wrote a song and wanted Melissa to sing it?
We could probably do that.
Well, Andy, you've already written a lot of songs already.
Yeah, I could send her some songs.
The Cheese Stands Alone.
I'd be honored if Melissa would cover The Cheese Stands Alone.
I would love to hear that song.
Yeah. You know, I don't. Well, everyone that hasn't heard that song feels that
way. How come I can't find... How do you spell Melissa's last name?
C-H-E-R-I-E.
Oh, okay. There you go. So okay. It's not quite like Sherry Curry.
And is there a website or is there an upcoming gig that you want to promote?
Yeah, we have a gig this Saturday at, I believe it's at the Rockaway Community Center out in Rockaway.
Oh, I know Rockaway.
Oh, that's right. Conveniently near the Rockaway Mall.
Can't beat that mall. Can't beat that food court.
Nice mall.
I've never
go to the food court and then take in a concert.
That's the mall where you and I saw Ricky and the Flash, Andy.
It is?
Yeah. That horrible Meryl Streep movie.
Hey, I learned a lot from that movie. Hey, look, she is pretty. She is talented.
Very pretty. Very nice voice.
Yeah. Melissa Cherie.
I don't know about the melodies and the rhythms are a little bit, you know, I mean, they're there. They exist.
Yeah, so that disqualifies them?
Yeah.
From FMU Airplay?
I mean, it makes it, you know, it just shows up the rest of our crapola for what it is.
Yeah, how about for a little change of pace playing something good?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's whiskey talk.
Hey, there's Michael. Did you see him?
Yeah, Michael playing the upright bass.
Yeah, you look great, Mike. You're in the little video. Hey, people can check it out themselves.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Hey, Michael, let's see how many views do you have now, and then we'll check it out in an hour.
It'll be less.
1,340 views.
It'll be less.
This is for the Melissa.
Michael, never be funnier than me.
This is for the Melissa Cherie video, spelled C-H-E-R-I-E, No Made Promises.
You can also find us on Spotify. We're working on an album right now. Should be out sometime next year.
Oh, an album. It sounds good. An album, Ken. You know it's good.
We're professionals.
We're professionals. No, so this looks very polished.
So I guess Melissa Cherie, she's probably the cute one of the group, right?
I mean, I thought I was the cute one of the group.
Okay, who's the smart one of the group?
Oh, I don't think any
who's
of
the,
us are.
Who's the John Lennon?
Hey, thank you to Jeremiah for helping us out with the newsletter. Thank you to Allie for working on the 30th anniversary party. We'll keep you posted on that.
And my intern.
Thank you, Michael, for being Andy's new intern.
You're welcome.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City.
Wait, Michael. Okay. Read the legal ID.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County.
Ken,
at
you just
91.9
FM. You just take the next 20 seconds off.
You can also find us online at WFMU.org.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Do you want Michael to do the next show?
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Deep rhythm captivates me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle. Stop this foolish prattle. Come on, swing me gate. Swing it, brother, swing. Ready to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, Bo, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle-daddle and this foolish prattle. Come on, kill me, Joe. Swing it, brother, swing. Deep rhythm captivates me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle. Stop this foolish prattle. Come on, send me count. Swing it, brother, swing.
Your face if you think about your troubles, you in the wrong place. Let them romp and stomp. I mean, everybody rocks.